What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're talking politics with Jack O'Donnell of O'Donnell and Associates here on WBEN. Jack, thanks for being with us this morning. Last night, a big night for Kamala Harris, who for the first time since Joe Biden dropped out of the race, the first time in, well, a very long time, gave an interview. She appeared on CNN alongside Tim Walz. Initial reaction, I mean, this has kind of been anticipated because she hasn't answered many questions before. What were your big takeaways?
Absolutely. I think there was a lot of attention on this because it was her first sit-down interview. And I think she passed the test. I don't think, it was the toughest interview that she will likely face between now and November. But she was asked some tough questions. And I thought she did pretty well. And if, you know, the biggest mantra here is probably make no mistakes, she did that very well last night.
Is she moving toward the middle? Especially when she answered the question about fracking. She says she no longer wants a ban on fracking. She also said she wants tighter migration into the U.S.
Absolutely. She has been pivoting sort of towards that center. And we saw that. You noted two examples that really stood out from that interview. And part of it was also explaining her positions as part of the Biden administration, but putting those together, it's definitely a pitch to middle voters, not primary voters. Also, her declaration that she would put a Republican in her cabinet. I mean, that's something that used to happen fairly regularly, but I thought really stood out last night in the current partisan ship that we're experiencing.
Kind of a switching of positions was pointed out a couple of times during that interview. Is that something that should be easily explained? I mean, I think a lot of Americans would be receptive to the, well, you know, I viewed it one way, but now times have changed, or, you know, I have a lot more information and my opinion's changed. But, you know, so often we talk about someone being a flip-flopper, using that term as a pejorative. Where do you stand on flip-flopping, I guess, and can it be turned into a positive in the campaign?
I think Americans expect their elected officials to shift over time, as American public opinion often shifts over time. I mean, it was, I think it was almost more remarkable that at the same time that she was talking about these evolutions and declaring that her core beliefs had stayed the same. You know, we had Trump over on NBC trying to run to the middle on abortion and IVF. So I do think there is a certain amount of that in politics. I think there is a certain amount of that voters expect from elected officials and from candidates. I think they like to see what your core values are and make a judgment on what they believe and not just on what they say.
Jack, did Tim Walz need to be there? A lot of people think Harris is afraid to do a one-on-one interview.
Did he need to be there? No, but I also think he faced a couple tough questions and acquitted himself well. She definitely, Kamala Harris is definitely putting this together as a ticket. She was traveling with him, and I think if we see him in every one of her interviews for the next 3 months, people can ask questions. But I think she wanted to introduce the ticket and make that part of her strategy, and I think it's her want to do that.
Is it awkward at all though. You know, it's not typical that you'd see that. All right, here's our first interview, and for the very first time, you know, we're going to sit down. I'll bring, you know, my buddy Tim with me. It's, it just seems like it's something that's not typically done.
Well, you know, I've got two of you here doing the interview, but I'm just joking about that. It was a little awkward. I mean, at one point, Tim Walz didn't speak for 8.5 minutes and was just sort of sitting there. I did think it was a little awkward. I mean, if I were advising the candidate, I would have recommended that she do it one-on-one. But it's her campaign, and I suspect that over the next 3 months, this interview will fade because I don't think there was a lot of news, but I think it affects how people feel about her and sort of what they think. So again, and probably wouldn't have been my decision, and I did think it was a little awkward, but she sat and answered the questions. It's not like he jumped in and said, no, what she meant was this.
You know, the next big thing will be the debate between Harris and Trump on September 10th on ABC. And it seemed, I mean, even this week, I'm not sure if it's been completely finalized, but they were still going back and forth on muting the mics or not muting the mics. You know, will there be a live audience? Can she bring notes to the debate? We wouldn't have that if we had an independent debate commission, would we?
No, and the sort of decline of the independent commission, I think, is a real travesty for the voters. And for the news media, the idea that these campaigns are making their own decisions and arguing and all this back and forth about what it looks like and what the rules are. And I assume that's going to keep going as we get closer. Of course, some of that is the campaigns and the candidates trying to work the judges here and, you know, help dictate what questions get asked and sort of how that gets covered. But it's disappointing. I think the independent commission had done well for a couple decades, and I would hope we'd move back towards something like that.
You know, I was just going to ask you, is there any moving back, or are we too far removed? I guess maybe is our brain too polluted from just the style of debate that we've been watching here for the last 10 years or so that it's tough to rewire and go back to something a little more simplistic?
Well, I think the world has changed in so many different ways. Also, how Americans get their news, how candidates interact with the public. But I do think, you know, we've had a number of sort of non-traditional candidates here led by Donald Trump. You know, you had somebody like Biden, who, although more of a traditional candidate, had some trouble with the debate commission. So I don't know that it'll go back to the way it was, but my hope is that there'll be some more, at least norms around that as we move forward.
Jack, enjoy your weekend. Thanks for joining us again.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.